Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Phils and, of course, the Eagles in just a couple minutes. Right now, Kyle, we're going to be joined by our next guest, Seth Joyner.
Yeah, and Seth's sponsored by Bet Parks. Visit Parks Grill, Liberty Bell Gastropub, live comedy at Club 360, headliners at Excite Center. Parks Casino, must be 21, gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how are you today?
Seth!
I'm good, fellas. What's happening?
I ain't apologizing to nobody, Seth. I just want to put that out there.
Listen, you better apologize if you're wrong, man. Hey, listen, we need to sign some of them Phillies up over there at the NovaCare Center after last night, man.
Man, they ain't want to fight nobody, Seth. They ran out there. They ain't do nothing.
They're baseball players, too. That's the best they could do. Now, they were fired up last night, Seth. I'm glad they were. It's frustrating watching them get hit, and like I understand why they're annoyed.
Hey, man, listen. If you let people do things to you, they'll keep doing them. Sooner or later, you got to put the hammer down.
That's right. Seth Joyner with us here. All right, Seth, let's talk about the Eagles here after a victory over the Packers week number one. Seth, let's start with probably the biggest positive on the defensive side. Seth, do we have a linebacker here? What did you see with Zach Bond? That was as good of a linebacker game I can remember with the Eagles since maybe when Nigel Bradham first arrived and he had some big games. What did you make of Zach Bond? He was everywhere.
Nigel Bradham wasn't that good, man. But I digress. That was an awesome. Listen, I wrote it in my show and in my podcast. I said he was in beast mode, man. 15 tackles, 12 solos, 2 sacks, and 2 tackles for loss. I don't think we've seen a stat line like that from a linebacker in a pretty darn long time. But what I do like at the overall linebacker position is that there's enough talent there now to force competition, and competition will bring out the best. So we'll see who really wants to play, who wants to be out there. But Zach Bond was a surprise, man. Because I was like, what is the fascination with this guy? He was a special teams guy, situational player down in New Orleans. And they penciled him in. He came in, they penciled him in, and they raved about him all summer. I get the hype now. My goodness, if he plays like that all year, he'll be an All-Pro.
Speaking of that, Seth, what did you see from N'Kobe Dean? N'Kobe Dean was another linebacker out there. He had a pretty decent game. Like, we got some talent at that position.
Well, he had a good game. You know, it's hard to make the comparison when you look at the numbers that Bond put up. But he played a solid game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still think that in a lot of ways he's, you know, all of our linebackers are somewhat of a liability in the running game. The Eagles gave up 163 yards at 7.8 yards per clip.
Mm.
So they can't survive all season, you know, doing that, because teams are going to come in and run the ball down their throat, which will open up everything else. But I thought N'Kobe played a decent game, man. It wasn't, you know, stellar. It wasn't great. But it was a step in a positive direction. And the most important thing, he played an entire game and didn't get hurt.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, that was a big one. And hopefully he's ready to get even better here. All right, Seth, let's go to a guy who didn't do much in terms of statistics and impact, and that was Bryce Huff. First game as an Eagle. What did you notice, and what do you think of him and where he is at his stage, I guess, of development? I mean, he got $51 million, but he still feels like they're treating him like a developing player.
The biggest thing I noticed about Bryce Huff is that BG played more plays than he did in year 16. And that's a problem. That is a problem. You know, everybody was excited about this move. And it didn't excite me at all, because we had a proven commodity that we could have just thrown another $6-7 million at and kept him right here, hometown guy. And we chose to move on because this guy was 4 or 5 years younger. and he had 11 sacks last year, which people didn't pay attention to. The Jet didn't play him a whole lot. He only played 40% of the plays in New York last year. So, you know, and then you had Hassan who played 70 to 75% of the plays. And, you know, you do the math. You tell me. If they're going to pay him that kind of money over a three-year span, then he needs to be on the field 70 to 75% of the play. I found myself looking for the number all game long just to see if he was on the field. Because normally when a guy is a player, you see him on film, Hugh. You see him out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to look for him. You see him. Like, we didn't have to look for Zach Bond. We seen him.
Yeah.
And I was looking for Bryce Huff all game. And that's a problem.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Seth. And what I saw, I don't know how you saw it, but he had some decent rushes. But I looked at him, like, playing on that left end. You know, it's a lot of traffic over there on that left end. But he had some flash plays. Did you see anything that gives you confidence that he could potentially rush the passer?
See, I'm one of them guys. I'm old school in my thinking. You know, the NFL makes a big deal about hurries and all of that kind of stuff. I call them damn things almost. Okay,
I do
he
too.
Almost,
by
he
the way.
Almost got there. You know, because a quarterback can step up in the pocket on an almost or a hurry and throw the damn ball for a touchdown. Did he get close enough to affect the quarterback to make him step up and one of the big guys got a sack, or did he get the sack? The problem with our defensive ends, everybody pass rushes. Nobody's got a power move. Nobody's got, you know, a counter move. If they can't get there with speed, they get run by the quarterback. Quarterback steps up in that little gap, you know, and he can either take off and run. When they're playing against running quarterbacks, that's going to be a problem, when he can step up and buy time in that little gap and complete a pass. That's the problem when you got guys that, you know, that are one-dimensional pass rushers. But listen, like I said, you know, I still got to go back and look at the all 22. But at the end of the day, you know, when a player is a player, you don't have to look for him.
Mm-mm.
He pops up on film. And I didn't see Bryce Huff or Nolan Smith on film.
Well, here's someone who popped right away, and we all saw it. Saquon Barkley. Seth, it was an incredible debut. 3 touchdowns for him. And they gave him the ball a lot. We're not used to seeing running backs with Eagles get the football that much. 26 touches, 24 of them carries, and they actually ran the ball more than they threw it. What did you make of Saquon's debut? And do you think they should continue to give him the football at a very high clip? And there's already conversations. Sirianni is being asked questions about how much usage, preserving his body. Where do you come down on Saquon, and now how much they're going to continue to use him?
26 carries, man. He's a running back. You signed him for 3 years, ride that horse, okay? Ride him, because he gives you the best chance to win. And listen, the majority, I think he only had 9 carries in the first half, or 9 touches total in the first half, okay? You need to get him going a little earlier in the game. I think that you can look at the NFL and begin to see the whole myth that the running game is dead. Just in the first week of the season, look at Detroit. Detroit won in overtime running the football, primarily running the football. Look at San Francisco. No CMC. This kid comes out of nowhere, 147 yards, because the run game is the fuel that gets San Francisco going. Our offense, you know, operates more efficiently when we run the football. But nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to throw the ball all over the map, put the ball in harm's way. But we've got a generational running back. When I talk about a generational running back, a guy that can run, a guy that can catch, and a guy that will block. We got that in Saquon Barkley. What's the strength of our offense? You know, yeah, we can talk about all the weapons, but the real strength begins and ends in the trenches. And we got a damn good offensive line. Why not use it? Get them guys lathered up early. Get Saquon going. Now you can go play action pass and get what you want in the passing game. But will they do it? That's not a philosophy that we've seen the Eagles want to employ. And I don't think philosophically that's the way that they really want to play football from the top to the bottom. I think they want to throw the ball all over the map. But aren't you trying to win football games? The last time we've seen an Eagles team run the ball 38 times like the Eagles did and only throw it 34 times, I think on Tuesday morning the head coach was explaining himself, you know, as to why. And they won the game. he was explaining himself to the owner and the GM as to why they were so run heavy. Isn't it the objective of the team to win the game? And some games it's going to be the other way. Most games it's going to be the other way. But if you got Saquon Barkley, that gives you an opportunity to be in every game because, listen, he is just that damn good, man.
Yeah, he's a special player, and he looked like it in his first game. Seth, great stuff. We appreciate it. Excited to do this every week again. Seth, enjoy your week, and we'll chat next week, hopefully after another Eagles victory. Thank you, Seth.
You got it, guys. Hugh, you make sure you apologize to that.
I ain't apologizing.
Thank you, Seth. There we go. Seth, good stuff, man. There he goes. Seth's shorter. See, Seth gets it. An apology's good once in a while.
I ain't apologizing. Seth ain't apologizing to nobody ever in life.
That's a man's man right there, and he's telling me to apologize, Hugh.
Run the football. Yep. Yeah. He had to look for Bryce.
That should be a lesson.
I tell you what. Like, Seth's the type of brother, like, when he walks in the room, like, with all the OGs, when he start talking, if you're talking, you just be quiet and hear what Seth got to say. That's kind of his demeanor.
Well, we're excited to have him on every week here during the season. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get to everyone's phone call on their side. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight against the Rays? Yes. Hit a Ray, get it out of the way, and go sweep this series. You can't have Castellanos just getting plunked on purpose. It was clearly on purpose last night. Can't have it. Plunk a Ray back and make sure the league knows it's not acceptable. And, of course, Hassan Reddick. He's not playing for the Jets. The Jets aren't paying him. It's embarrassing. We need a pass rush. Should Howie call the Jets back? Should they trade back for Hassan Reddick and pay him? I say yes. Kyle's obviously in. Hugh doesn't want to, and it's like the optics or something about it.
No.
Yeah, you know, I want a pass rush. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, and you'll hear from Ross Tucker on how much we'll be able to take away from this game coming up and learn about the defensive line. That's next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
There was something in everything about you.
This plays in my head as I watch the Jets pass, the Eagles pass rushers. Bring this on home.
You can blame it all on me.
You coming around to the idea?
I was wrong. No, but I just like this song, though.
Bring his son home.
This is the song that no matter when it comes on, if you're in the car and it's on, it's this and Luther Vandross's Glow of Love, the Glow of Love, like when that comes on, those are two songs that, like, you just got to start. You got to start.
You can't.
There's a few more.
The lyrics aren't speaking to you? Like, I was wrong.
Yeah. I'm wrong about what?
Baby, come back.
That's apologizing.
No, listen, man.
Admitting when you were
wrong. In my 53 years on this planet, I have grown as a person.
Except now, when it comes to apologies.
Well, I'm not doing that. Yeah. But I know I've made some, you know, I've done some things in the past that lead people to believe that I'm overly aggressive. And sometimes I tend, you know, some that tends to rear its ugly head at times. But being here and being around you people, I have learned.
11:19, your first you people of the day.
I have learned to temper my anger and become more, not a checker player, more of a chess player and be more strategic in my action.
Well, that's fine. I'll be the checker player, and I'm going to hurl
action.
The checkers at the Rays tonight because they threw a pitch at Nick Castellanos last night. 215-592-9494. And yes, bring Hassan home. It's not about optics. It's not even about apologies. It's about you just doing the best thing today. It's interesting. Our Twitter poll question today, which, of course, always here, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about it and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So, Kyle, we're asking the question today, should the Eagles call the Jets up and try to make a trade back for Hassan Reddick?
Yep.
And, you know, a little over 55% or so of people are saying yes today, which is interesting because about, a month ago? I was out, TK was in that day, and you guys did a similar topic because it became a big story in that he wasn't at camp for them. And Kyle, was it kind of the opposite then?
The exact opposite. Mm. Yeah. One game has made a believer or a non-believer.
No, you know what it is, man? Let me tell you what it is. Eagles fans, like Phillies fans, and when I say Phillies fans, I mean the 4-for-4 fans.
You people.
Yeah. Emotional train wrecks. And they are not, when I say foxhole people, they're not. They're not. When it comes to like the players not playing well.
So here's what I'll say. Wow. I think this
because we fired. No, how many times we fired Trey Turner? How many times we wanted to bench Bryce Harper?
But wait, no, Bryce is get benched. People don't want to really bench Bryce Harper.
No, but they're emotional.
I think this is the case. You give us a reason to be in the foxhole with you, we'll be in the foxhole. That's why. Bryce gets a lot of benefit of the doubt, right? Jalen gets a lot of from fans because he's done something good before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Trey first got here, he had done nothing for Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're right.
So he didn't count.
I'll probably pull that one.
So here's what I'll say about the pass
Bryce
rushers.
Huff.
The pass rushers, right?
Yes.
Bryce Huff, so far, has done nothing. He may only have one chance, but he's done nothing for Philadelphia. I'm not in the foxhole with Bryce Huff. I don't even know if he could play. Nolan Smith seems like a nice kid. I think he'll eventually turn out okay. But there's no evidence yet he could play. There's none in the NFL.
Yeah.
BG, we know, is obviously he's done so much for the Eagles, but
he's old.
Just say it.
He's old,
and I can't rely on him for that many snaps a game. Meanwhile, Hassan Reddick is sitting there, sitting at home.
We want a quick fix. But listen, this is the problem that I have with you people that get mad about that. Is I tried to tell you, like, I haven't steered you wrong yet. Listen to what I'm saying. I haven't steered you wrong for the most part. Okay, now some of my takes might be a little bit out there at times. But
the Phillies do have to average 15 runs per game to get
to six.
We
had to bring up
that.
But my point is this, Joe. My point is this. I told you this defense was going to struggle. And I told you that we're going to need time to adjust, to make adjustments. I think given the situation they were put in Friday night, they did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
They did a pretty good job for the most part. It's a work in progress. Okay, holler at me next Tuesday. After we watch this game, and then let's revisit this conversation, because guess what's going to happen Sunday, or what's not going to happen?
What's not going to happen?
Hassan Reddick ain't going to play for the Jets Sunday.
He's not playing for the Jets.
So let's revisit this conversation. I tell you what, people, how about this? Let's revisit this conversation Tuesday at 10-2.
Well, I'd love to do that.
Yes. And you'll be willing to maybe apologize?
Okay, I put it like this. Let's revisit this conversation next Tuesday from 10-2, and we'll discuss whether or not it's apology is warranted.
We'll draft your apology.
No, yeah, I'm saying.
You should write that one down.
Do you really think that I would let you? Like, it has stuff in there that I would never say.
Just read it like Ron Burgundy. Just read it off.
I would never let Kyle do
You'd
that.
You'd never say anything crazy on the show.
No. I would have rolled him until he told me no.
So before we go back to the phones, I just got to say.
What's that?
I think based on today that you don't want to retaliate and you don't want to trade for Reddick back. Kyle, are we taking a sack officially away from Hugh's career total today?
Unfortunately, it does feel like we should, right?
You're down to 78. We took one before the season. You're down to 78 career sacks off of the 80.
I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to grow and evolve as a human being.
And you're losing career sacks by the minute.
Yeah,
sorry.
But I feel like I'm growing and I'm in a much better place. I drink mushroom coffee. I've had plant-based butter. I mean, I am
and we've
moving.
Lost you completely.
I am moving.
Are you peopling us?
I am moving in the right direction, regardless to what people might think of me. I am moving in the right direction.
I feel like
direction.
You think you're better than us now.
I don't think that. I am a man of the people, but I feel like I am growing as an individual. I really do.
Can you get a regular cup of coffee, have a steak, and plunk a hitter tonight? Can we do that, Jeff in Wilmington? What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Jeff.
Man?
What's up, buddy?
Unlike yesterday, Joe, I completely 100% agree with you today on both ends of this conversation.
Well, it's good you're seeing things right now. Now, go ahead. What are you thinking?
So, here's what I would do. So, being that Wheeler's a starter tonight, I wouldn't go at him in the first inning. I would let him go as far as he's going to go, and right about the time he may be coming out of the game, then hit him. Or I could get Taiwan Walker back in the good graces of the fans, and just when he comes in the game, just go right at him, dude. Just right at somebody's rear end and just nail him.
You know what? That, Jeff, might be the best teammate thing that Taiwan could do. Like, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would do. The Harper thing the other day, not running out of ball, that really bugged me a little bit. But he did hit the ball pretty well last night, so.
He did. I mean, he should have had the home run, if not that, for that kid's, you know, reaching over the wall.
I don't know. I saw a replay, and I'm not sure if it would have gotten all the way out or not. But either way, that was a dumb move by the kid.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Hugh.
Yes.
You're talking about foxhole. Man, you got that hole dug so tight that only you can fit in it right now. Jeez.
What I do? Man. I'm just saying, Jeff. I just feel like the fact that we're kind of banged up, we just need to not – this is not the time for retaliation. This is the time for healing.
Well, that too, but I'm really talking about the Eagles. So here's what I would do. Right now with the Jets hold the leverage with Hassan because they hold the checkbook. But if the Eagles can work a deal out, it's going to cost the Eagles a little bit more for that apology. You know what I'm saying? And I would definitely have him come back if I could. If I could swing it, I'd bring him back.
Oh, of course.
And I'll apologize with a few extra dollars.
Yeah, financial apologies are the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
And so it's not hard how we
Everybody
can figure
wins.
It out. Yes, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. All right, I found a flaw in your plan here to
what
wait.
You know?
All right, so obviously the Jets, they probably feel stupid right now, right?
Like really stupid.
They paid a high draft pick price, and they can't get this guy to show up, and they don't want to pay him. So you want to wait till Tuesday, let's say, right? Tuesday morning, we'll revisit this after the Falcons game.
Yes.
What if the Jets get fed up, and between now and Tuesday morning, I don't know, the Cowboys call, and they say, we'll take him off your hands. You're letting someone else swoop in and take Hassan Reddick because we're just being patient.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, could.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But I hear what you're saying. I don't see that being the case. But it's one of those things where Hassan Reddick wants to be paid. So I'm pretty sure. This is the thing that I don't understand about the Jets is that you didn't know he wanted to be paid before you traded for him. I mean, that's kind of like a caveat. Like I gave you an example of when I got traded and signed like almost immediately.
It was like part of the deal.
Yeah, you didn't think he was gonna want to be signed? Like I don't understand that. Like that to me made no sense. It made no sense.
Yeah,
so,
I guess they thought he would just relent, but he hasn't. And now we're in. I mean, this doesn't happen very often. We played the clip earlier. Mike Lombardi talking about Le'Veon Bell. Usually these things are resolved, right? Like Nick Bosa last year resolved by week one. Brandon Ayuk resolved by week one this year. Trent Williams resolved by week one. Dak, he wasn't holding out, but CeeDee Lamb, right? These things are usually resolved before the season starts. This isn't. This is a disaster for them. And there's a trap door. There's an escape clause. It's the Eagles. Send him back home. Bring Hassan home. Let's go to Greg in Elkins Park. Hey, Greg.
Hey, gentlemen. Hugh, I'm a 3-for-4. I'm not an emotional train wreck. I'm a great 49er fan.
Did he? What happened?
Did we hang up on him? No, he just dropped.
Oh, I think you did something.
Oh.
I didn't touch nothing.
No, not you.
Well, I didn't think I did anything. I'm sorry, Greg. If it was me, I apologize.
Call back, Greg.
Greg, yeah, call back in. All right, let's talk to Rick in Egg Harbor has a big question. What's wrong with Hugh Douglas? Hey, Rick.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, Rick. What's up,
Rick?
Okay. You, I know, I love you as a player.
But
you're wrong. We need Reddick back, okay? First of all, he's got the speed to make the sacks, all right? He's very strong, okay? And if you give him just a couple of extra dollars, he'll come back here, but no problem.
Just look in the couch cushions. Shake the couch cushions, get the money, and pay him.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I'm sorry, I'm a first-time caller.
No, Rick, hey, we appreciate you. And Rick's a smart caller too. I mean, he's on the right side of this thing.
No, I'm just saying it's almost the equivalent of saying that you break up with a girl, saying that you didn't want to marry her, then she leaves, and then all of a sudden you come back and you talk about you want to marry again.
Made a mistake. Fix
still,
it.
Still can't cook. No.
Well, I got one for you.
That's a bad analogy.
I've been a fan since 1973. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? My second wife, I divorced her and I remarried her. So guess what? And we're happier now.
I like that. There we go. How about that? We got a real life analogy here.
You know what?
I
walked right into that one, dude. I walked right into that one.
I mean, what are the odds that Rick had that exact situation and you walked right into it?
I digress.
Rick, that's good stuff, man. Well, I'm happy you're happy and you call again. I mean, you did walk right into that analogy.
I walked into that one.
All that matters is the end result. The whole optics, I'm sorry, looking bad. I mean,
it doesn't matter. You just want to win this championship. I get that part.
So Kyle brought this up, and we brought it up earlier. Now, this is a smaller thing. It was much bigger what they did, 4 or 5 years ago. They paid Carson Wentz. Howie, at one point, remember the quote he had? Like, he's like a finger on your hand, Wentz. Like, he couldn't imagine living without Carson Wentz. And guess what he did to that finger?
He cut it off.
He cut it right off and drafted a new quarterback and put him into place. And that made the team better. It's all that matters to me. If they think they could make the team better, go out and do it. Let's go to Joe, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, first-time caller, guys. I just want to touch up on Reddick, but I definitely want to talk about baseball. Reddick, I think Hugh, I'm going to be on Hugh's side on pretty much every front here. I think Reddick is a great asset, and it would be great, but we don't know where his head is right now. He may not even want to come back. Even if the motivation was money and we decided to give him money for exactly what Hugh said. You break up with something and then you want to get back and you just don't know where it's all at. Baseball. Let's get back into that now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you 100%. I think Rob should go in before the game. I think he should pull the pitchers aside and say no retaliation tonight. Then he goes over to the bats and he says, you know what? You guys are going to retaliate tonight. And tonight after the game, every single post-game interview we give, it's going to be because of the plunk. That's why we swept them. That's why we kicked them out of Philly. Next time they come, we're going to remember.
Well, we won't forget. But can't we do both, Joe? I see your point. Let the bats do the talking. I mean, we could score 10 runs and plunk a Ray. I mean, we could do that.
Right. Well, or just keep it on the back burner in case we can't get the bats going, because that happens too.
Oh, it's like the backup plan. I get that.
Right. Right, and I mean, I really do. I think that they came in, they gave us a low blow. I think a cheap shot back at them. I mean, it is what it is, but I think, everybody, that's what everybody's going to be thinking. So sweep them and call them out for it, take the high road.
All right, Joe. Yeah, high road. A Hugh Douglas high road. We appreciate it. Again, baseball's been going on 120 years.
Mm-hmm.
Players get hit in the back.
They get hit all the time.
All the time. I mean, like, when... I don't consider it a cheap shot.
Break the cycle, Joe. Break the cycle. Do something different. Don't be like everybody else.
Bean a Ray. How about that? Break the cycle.
Break the cycle, Ray.
This is baseball.
Break the cycle. I called you Ray. Break the cycle, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not Ray.
No.
A Ray should be on his back tonight.
Yeah,
is what
Ray should
happen.
Be plugged. But no, break the cycle, man. Break the cycle.
Yeah, Kyle, for me tonight, it's not so much about the Rays. Like, they're just a nondescript team. Who cares about them? It's sending a message to the rest of the league as we enter the playoffs. Stop throwing at our
guys.
That
we're not soft.
Yeah,
because the Rays aren't the only team that threw at us.
This has been going on.
Like that felt like a boiling point last night where they were just sick of it. And the way that you can show the rest of the league that you're not going to tolerate it anymore somebody's got to get beaned.
Yeah, I think in the old days, it might like a fight might actually happen last night. You were right when you were talking to Seth. Baseball, the old school brawl doesn't really happen anymore.
Nobody want that action.
Like, it's about more just like, hold me back. That was Bryce Lang. Hold me back.
Who was that that ran on the mound and got put to sleep a couple years ago? A baseball player.
Well, Bryce was
Tim Anderson got knocked out by
a player, right?
On the Guardians? Jose Ruiz.
It was a couple people.
Ramirez.
It was a couple people. And then wasn't it a manager that ran out there and he got slept?
There was the Don Zimmer thing.
Oh, Pedro Martinez.
Yes.
That was an all-timer. We threw him on it. And then, Pedro said if he'll bean anyone to wake up Babe Ruth, and he'll hit him in the butt. There used to be more of them. Bryce Harper was involved in one when he was a Nationals. Remember he charged the mound against the Giants? This was like when Bryce was young. You know what? Jose Bautista and against Texas, they came to blows.
Yeah.
But there's not that many.
No. Yeah, I gotta look this up now.
How?
Baseball
fights. Here's my thing.
Before you go, Kyle, look up Robin Ventura against Nolan Ryan.
Yeah,
that's an all-timer.
And Harper and Strickland.
Yeah, Harper. That's what I was referencing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Harper, like one of the worst helmet tosses I've ever seen.
I like a good brawl, but they don't happen anymore.
So, because people's response to this is, no, like somebody could get hurt. How rare is it that somebody gets injured during one of those quote-unquote brawls? Like, everyone just clears the benches, they touch up on each other for a little bit, and then they go back to their dugouts. Nobody's going to get hurt. Everyone needs to relax.
The most recent best one was when, which one you watching? Ventura?
Nolan got them hands.
Oh, Ventura tried to come after him,
And Nolan caught him in the headlock and just gave it to him. Chicken.
See, Hugh, if we hit it right tonight, this is possible.
There was nobody out there last night that if I had to lay a bet to say that they're going to be about that action out there on both sides. Mm. Nobody's doing that.
No. Well, you're probably right about that. And I don't expect there to be. If the Rays get hit tonight, you know what's going to happen? Let's say it's Wheeler is the first hitting and he hits a Ray. He's going to take two steps towards him, like shout at him. He's going to walk to first base.
Yeah, ain't nobody.
Everyone's going to take one step up the dugout, and then everyone's going to calm down. And we're going to move on and play the game. The Rays are going to take their medicine because they hit a guy on purpose last night. And the Phillies will send a message to the rest of baseball. 215-592-9494. All right, hopefully the Eagles send a message coming up on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. And that Falcon offensive line, they got beat up on Sunday against the Steelers. Ross Tucker was talking about how this game on Monday is going to really tell the tale of how good this Eagles defensive line of pass rush is.
In my notes, watching the Packers game, the Eagles need more from their D-line guys. They need more from their D-line. And maybe the field slippage was part of it, but I thought the linebackers were awesome. Obviously, we talked about Quinyon Mitchell. The Eagles defensively, the two notes I had down were, they got to figure out what they're going to do at nickelback, and they need more from the D-line than they got in that game. And so based on how the Steelers' D-line dominated the Falcons, this is sort of a measuring stick now for the Eagles' guys up front, because we know that the Falcons – I mean, that was at home for Atlanta, and T.J. Watt and those guys were abusing them.
So, Hugh, I want to add one thing to what Ross said there. And you brought up something you noticed with the Falcons and you saw based on their first game. Kirk Cousins does not look like he's back from his Achilles injury. He's not a super mobile guy anyway, but he looked like a statue on Sunday. The Eagles need to get to him. Like, they need to get pressure, and then they should be able to take him down and hit him Monday.
Four
sacks.
Four. Out the gate. Four sacks. And I'm going to say Bryce Huff has two of them.
Well, he need
22. You thought I forgot, did you? No, I didn't forget.
Well, he's off to a tough start.
Yeah, and this is why people call me mean and hurtful names, stuff like that.
The guy that is doing the runs tracker for the Phillies,
yes.
I think he's going to switch the account to the Bryce Huff sacks tracker.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, when the baseball season ends.
Yeah, I might as well get ready for that pork chop and applesauce meal.
Yeah, you do. You will.
That sounds like that's about to happen.
But I agree with Ross. I like your prediction of four. They need to get to Kirk Cousins on
Monday. It's easy because the Falcons have a tail. If they don't fix that tail, and I said another bold prediction this morning, you might see Michael Penix. I don't think that might be the case. I don't think
unless Kirk gets banged up.
Yeah, but you got a statue back there, and you got an offensive line. You got him in the gun, and you got an offensive line that lets you know when the ball's being hiked. I'm pretty sure if they're gonna go and be in shotgun like they were, a pistol, whatever you want to call it, and they still have that tail, then it's gonna be a long day.
So if we go through Monday night and they have four sacks, we're all happy and say they did what they were supposed to do, right? That's great. if we get out of Monday night and it's a big old goose egg of sacks, zero.
Man, you can't.
Panic
like,
button?
Listen.
We hit that panic? On the pass
rush? It all depends on how it happens. Like, if there has to be, like, he has to be under siege. Now, when I say under siege, I want to see, like, a bunch of guys like T.J. Watt. I want to see a bunch of guys that kind of looked like what T.J. Watt was doing. T.J. Watt looked like he had a big old hammer on his shoulder. It was just swinging.
It was like
folks.
Thor.
Yeah, he was out there putting in work. So it has to be like that, and I'm talking about from everybody. If you don't watch that film and get a tell on when that ball is being snapped, then you shouldn't be in the NFL. Because we used to do that all the time, crowd the ball. T.J. Watt lined up off sides a couple times, and that's why he got caught. But, boy, you better get, like they say, get as much of that ball as you can and just take off. Like, take off. And we got the fast guys to do it. Like, I don't understand what these defensive linemen do as far as their pass. I would never look at the offensive lineman. Only way I would look at the offensive lineman is to figure out how close I want to be, how far away from him I want to be in order to get to the quarterback. I'm looking at the ball. Don't nothing move. The party don't get started until the ball moves. And then we work on that defensive lineman. But these cats, man, they going on the movement of the offensive lineman. I don't understand that. In this day and age, don't nothing move until the ball move. These cats looking at the offensive lineman. Don't get it. Don't
go
understand.
Get him. Go get Kirk on Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Next segment, all your reaction coming up here. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight and hit a Ray? I say yes, absolutely. Do not let what happened last night just slide. I know the Phillies got upset and yelled on the field, and Bryce was screaming and yelling, but send a message. This is not acceptable. And the Eagles, is it time for them to call the Jets up and try to swing a trade back for Haason Reddick? He's not going to play for them. They don't want to pay him. That's a disaster for them. We need the help at pass rush. Bring Haason home. 215-592-949 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just
never too late, Hugh. Never too late to say you're sorry.
This is a banger too. I like this.
It's a good song. Maybe Howie's listening to this today. Calls up Joe Douglas. Trades for his son back.
Nah.
Gets that contract out, and away we go. Away we go. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we debate whether or not the Eagles should call the Jets up and say, hey, this is a headache for you. We need a pass rusher. Let's just pretend this thing never happened. Bring his son back. Give him a contract, and away we go. And should the Phillies retaliate tonight and hit a batter on the Rays? I say yes. It's enough is enough. I mean, Castellanos was hit on purpose. I know they were angry last night, and they kind of did a whole thing and all that stuff on the field. But that's not really doing anything besides saying we're angry. Show them. Hit a Ray tonight. But Hugh over here is not interested in that. Not interested in – were you playing chess, not checkers now?
Yeah, I'm playing chess, man. I'm trying to take the high road and, you know, be more positive and look at the bigger picture. We need to get healthy. We need to get healthy, and we don't need to have anything that happens tonight that puts us in harm's way. You know, Schwarber is dealing with an elbow.
Yep.
Things like that. We just need to get healthy, man. Rangers didn't look that great last night. We just need to get healthy.
Yeah, but Rangers not going to look any better if we hit a batter or don't hit a batter tonight. I just threw that. I'm not worried about a brawl tonight. I'm worried about sending a message here to the rest of baseball. Let's go to Greg, who's in the Northeast. What's up, Greg?
Joe, Hugh, what's up, man?
Hey, hey Greg.
Man.
I got to start on Hugh, man. I'm disappointed today. Would you eat some plant-based bacon or something on the way to work?
No, but like, I did have – listen, I had the plant-based butter in my oatmeal this morning.
We all hear it.
It was good.
We know.
It was so good.
You didn't have to tell us. We could hear it.
Come on, man. It's like you're a grass eater today, man. I need that meat eating. Dogs don't hunt, man. Dogs got to hunt. And we
man,
gotta hunt
I'm just saying, man. I just feel like the best thing for us to do in this situation – I mean, you know, hey, we said we had to say last night, you know, Schwarber's hurt. Let's just get healthy, man, and let's get ready for the postseason. That's all. That's all.
I hear you, but also 100% science-backed fact, you're not going to get injured in a brawl. We got a better chance of someone getting injured, getting hit by a pitch like last night. So we got to, like Joe said, we have to send a message. We don't play that in Philly. We're going to the ship, and you don't hit our guys on purpose.
Greg, that's a good point in terms before you make your next point. The idea of like what's more likely to lead to an injury, brawls are not big things anymore. They're not going to swing on each other for 10 minutes. It's very unlikely to happen. But I've seen a bunch of hitters get hit in the hands with pitches up and in. Like Mookie Betts missed 2 months. We know Bryce, obviously, a couple years ago with Blake Snell in San Diego. Like that, you can't let the other team think they could throw inside whenever they want on you. You just can't do it.
Robin Ventura got cooked by Nolan Ryan, and he was back out there the next day.
That's
like,
right.
He ain't getting hurt. Hassan Reddick, man, I don't know. Like, I want to wait till Tuesday morning to see what Huff does. There's a reason why that he was the 13th pick in the first round of the draft. He's only been in the league for 7 years, and he's on his fourth team, and he's sitting this out. So I don't know. I don't know him personally. I don't know what's up with him. But I think we need to hold off on bringing him back. I'm with you on this.
There you go. Huff. You got an agreement there, Hugh, from Greg on that one. And I think, you know, Greg, we appreciate the call. I mean, look, I don't expect the Eagles to trade for Reddick today. I don't expect that. I mean, I think the Jets are going to play this out for as long as they can, maybe till the trade deadline. But at some point, doesn't something have to give on the Reddick situation, Hugh, between now and, let's say, the trade deadline? Either he buckles. He says, all right, I'll just play. I don't think that's going to happen now because, as you said, now he's standing on principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets could buckle and give him money, but I'm not sure they're going to do that. There's one more option here that by the trade deadline, if nothing is resolved, they're going to trade him somewhere else.
I think for them, they feel like – because this is what we're dealing with Hassan Reddick. He's a little bit older. For whatever reason – And knowing the league like we know it, pass rush is at a premium. But for whatever reason, a lot of teams didn't want to fool with that. They didn't want to pay.
They didn't in March, but now like we're in the
well,
in the midst of it.
It is, but I think there's still some validity to that. I think the Jets hold on to him, man, like $14 million. That's a lot of money to like just sit at home and be chilling.
So how do you think this ends? To me, it ends.
I think eventually. I think week three comes in.
So he buckles.
Yeah.
He
I think
caves.
Week three. And they try to figure out. I think because for whatever reason, from what I've been told, and I don't know this situation intimately, but from what has been reported, I should say, they haven't really discussed anything. They haven't really talked.
The coach says he hasn't spoken to him.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Like, you trade for a dude. Like, I can remember vividly when I got traded. My agent was on the phone with the Eagles immediately, trying to figure it out, like trying to figure this out. And when I found out that I was traded, the conversation shifted. And I remember him he said, they don't want to look like idiots by trading for somebody that doesn't want to be there and doesn't want to be signed. So I think about all of that, and I'm like, why would you trade for a guy that you know for a fact has been reported that he wants money or wants a new contract, and you don't do it? You just trade for him and think he's going to be fine?
No, I guess the Jets are comfortable looking like idiots. They've been like that for a long time. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence? Terrence! All right, put Terrence back.
Hate to see that from Terrence.
Yeah, I know. It's rare from Terrence. Terrence's usually raring to go. Lee in Wilmington. Hey, Lee.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, Lee. What's up, pal?
Hey, first time calling this show here, but I call the other shows. And, you know, it's nice talking to both of you guys. I listen to you all the time, man.
Appreciate you.
Lee, we appreciate that a lot. What are you thinking today?
Well, here we go. Philly. Wait till Wheeler gets out, maybe seventh inning, sixth inning, then whoever comes in. You pluck them, man. You got to do it. You got to show the league. You know, you ain't going to take that because we're supposed to be one of the number one teams in the league. You got to do it. So that's that. As far as Hassan, I say, first of all the money they paid Devontae and AJ, I mean, they could have just cut maybe $8 million off of each contract and give it to Hassan, man, and made him happy. I mean, it was easy. They got to throw money around. Why didn't they do it for him? But here's my big thing, and it's never being talked about. Judon, we're going to see him in Atlanta. We spent a week practicing with New England, and that week is when he got traded, and there were rumblings he wanted to leave and all that. I for sure thought Howie was going to sneak in and pick him up. He only got traded for a third round and I think a seventh round on this. How did we miss that?
All right, Lee, it's a good question.
Wasn't he hurt though last year?
Yes, he didn't do much last year, but he's had a good career. And Lee, listen.
He kills us.
Yeah, he has. Lee, man, we appreciate it.
I didn't mean to trigger you, but he was hurt. That's all I was saying. Yeah, he was hurt last year. Just making sure.
Well, you know,
he was ready to kill you.
I heard it.
I think at that point, much like when they made the decision to move off of Reddick, the Eagles believed they had the right stuff at pass rush.
Yeah.
After one game.
You're not that convinced.
No, I'm not sure they are either because Brandon Graham outsnapped Bryce Huff. So
no, I think that was more. I honestly feel. Can't you see that was more Coach Fangio than
sure.
He's the defense coordinator.
You know what?
Howie probably like, dog, what you doing? You're killing me.
I think you just hit something there that's really interesting. Howie may have thought we don't need Reddick. Howie may have thought Nolan Smith's ready to go. Bryce Huff could play. But Vic Fangio doesn't see it the same way. There's a disconnect there. And there's an easy fix here, and that's to call the Jets back and try to make a trade for Hassan Reddick. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight against the Rays? I say absolutely. Hit a Ray. Make sure the league knows what happened last night to Castellanos is unacceptable. And should the Eagles make the call, but try to trade for Reddick? Trade for him? Pay him? I bet the Eagles could trade a sixth or seventh round pick to get him off the Jets' hands. I think they could almost steal him back from the New York Jets. We'll hit your phone calls and circle back to a few things with the Phillies coming up. An injury update and the performance of Ranger last night leads us to a very important question when it comes to the postseason. All coming up next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Starting my day with a good breakfast puts a smile on my face. So yesterday we got a taste of Hatfield's delicious new breakfast line. Savory breakfast ham slices, pork roll, juicy breakfast sausage. There was something in everything about you.
This plays in my head as I watch the Jets pass, the
Baby,
Eagles pass rushers. Bring
this song
home.
Man. You can blame it all on me.
You coming around to the idea?
I was wrong. No, but I just like this song.
Bring this song home.
This is the song that no matter when it comes on, if you're in the car and it's on, it's this. And Luther Vandross's Glow of Love, the Glow of Love, like when that comes on, those are two songs that like you just got to start. You got to start.
And so you can't.
There's a few more.
The lyrics aren't speaking to you. Like I was wrong.
Yeah. I'm wrong
come
about
back.
What?
Baby, come back.
That's apologizing.
No, listen, man.
Admitting when you were
in
wrong.
In my 53 years on this planet, I have grown as a person.
Except now, when it comes to apologies.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I've made some, you know. I've done some things in the past that lead people to believe that I'm overly aggressive. And sometimes I tend, you know, some that tends to rear its ugly head at times. But being here and being around you people, I have learned.
11-19, your first you people of the day.
I have learned to temper my anger and become more, not a checker player, more of a chess player and be more strategic in my action.
Well,
that's
fine. I'll be the checker player. And I'm going to hurl the checkers at the Rays tonight because they threw a pitch at Nick Castellanos last night. 215-592-9494. And yes, bring Hassan home. It's not about optics. It's not about apologies. It's about just doing the best thing today. It's interesting. Our Twitter poll question today, which of course always here, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So, Kyle, we're asking the question today, should the Eagles call the Jets up and try to make a trade back for Hassan Reddick?
Yep.
And, you know, a little over 55% or so of people are saying yes today, which is interesting because about, a month ago? I was out, TK was in that day, and you guys did a similar topic because it became a big story in that he wasn't at the camp for them. And Kyle, was it kind of the opposite then?
The exact opposite. Mm. Yeah. One game has made a believer or a non-believer.
No, you know what it is, man? Let me tell you what it is. Eagles fans, like Phillies fans, and when I say Phillies fans, I mean the 4-for-4 fans.
You people.
Yeah. Emotional train wrecks. And they are not, when I say foxhole people, they're not. They're not. When it comes to like the players not playing well.
So here's what I'll say. Wow. I think this
because we fired. How many times we fired Trey Turner? How many times we wanted to bench Bryce Harper?
But wait, no. Bryce get benched. People don't want to really bench Bryce Harper.
No, but they're emotional.
I think this is the case.
What's the case?
You give us a reason to be in the foxhole with you, we'll be in the foxhole. That's why. Bryce gets a lot of benefit of the doubt, right? Jalen gets a lot of from fans because he's done something good before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Trey first got here, he had done nothing for Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't count.
I'll probably pull that one.
So here's what I'll say about the pass rushers. The pass rushers, right?
Yes.
Bryce Huff, so far, has done nothing. He only had one chance, but he's done nothing for Philadelphia. I'm not in the foxhole with Bryce Huff. I don't even know if he could play. Nolan Smith seems like a nice kid. I think he'll eventually turn out okay. But there's no evidence yet he could play. There's none in the NFL.
Yeah.
BG, we know, is obviously he's done so much for the Eagles, but
he's old.
Just say it. He's old, and I can't rely on him for that many snaps a game. Meanwhile, Hassan Reddick is sitting there, sitting at home.
We want a quick fix. But listen, this is the problem that I have with you people that get mad about that. Is I tried to tell you, like, I haven't steered you wrong yet. Listen to what I'm saying. I haven't steered you wrong for the most part. Okay, now some of my takes might be a little bit out there at times. But
the Phillies do have to average 15 runs per game to get to six.
We had to bring up
that. Go ahead.
But my point is this, Joe. My point is this. I told you this defense was going to struggle. And I told you that we're going to need time to adjust, to make adjustments. I think given the situation they were put in Friday night, they did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
They did a pretty good job for the most part. It's a work in progress. Okay, holler at me next Tuesday. After we watch this game, and then let's revisit this conversation, because guess what's going to happen Sunday, or what's not going to happen?
What's not going to happen?
Hassan Reddick ain't going to play for the Jets Sunday.
He's not playing for the Jets Sunday. That is darn
so
right.
Let's revisit this conversation. I tell you what, people, how about this? Let's revisit this conversation Tuesday at 10 to 2.
Well, I'd love to do that.
Yes.
And you'll be willing to maybe apologize?
Okay, I put it like this. Let's revisit this conversation next Tuesday from 10 to 2, and we'll discuss whether or not it's apology is warranted.
We'll draft your apology.
No, I'm saying.
You start writing that one up now.
Do you really think that I would let you? Like, it has stuff in there that I would never say.
Just read it like Ron Burgundy. Read it off.
I would never let Kyle do that.
You'd never say anything crazy on the show.
No.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Before we go back to the phones, I just got to say.
What's that?
I think based on today that you don't want to retaliate and you don't want to trade for Reddick back. Kyle, are we taking a sack officially away from Hugh's career total today?
Unfortunately, it does feel like we should, right?
You're down to 78. We took one before the season. You're down to 78 career sacks off of the 80.
I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to grow and evolve as a human being.
And you're losing career sacks by the minute.
Yeah,
sorry.
But I feel like I'm growing and I'm in a much better place. I drink mushroom coffee. I've had plant-based butter. I mean, I am
and we've
moving.
Lost you completely.
I am moving.
Are you peopling us?
I am moving in the right direction, regardless to what people might think of me. I am moving in the right direction.
I feel like you think you're better than us now.
I don't think that. I am a man of the people, but I feel like I am growing as an individual. I really do.
Can you get a regular cup of coffee, have a steak, and plunk a hitter tonight? Can we do that, Jeff in Wilmington? What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Jeff.
Man?
What's up, buddy?
So, unlike yesterday, Joe, I completely 100% agree with you today on both ends of this conversation.
Well, it's good you're seeing things right now. Now, go ahead. What are you thinking?
So, here's what I would do. So, being that Wheeler's a starter tonight, I wouldn't go at him in the first inning. I would let him go as far as he's going to go, and right about the time he may be coming out of the game, then hit him. Or I could get Taiwan Walker back in the good graces of the fans, and just when he comes in the game, just go right at him, dude. Just right at somebody's rear end and just nail him.
You know what? That, and Jeff, then, might be the best teammate thing that Taiwan could do. Like, I'll do it. I'll take care of it. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would do. The Harper thing the other day, not running out of ball, that really bugged me a little bit. But he did hit the ball pretty well last night, so.
He did. I mean, he should have had the home run if not that for that kid's, you know, reaching over the wall.
I don't know. I saw a replay, and I'm not sure if it would have gotten all the way out or not. But either way, yeah, that was a dumb move by the kid.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Hugh.
Yes.
You're talking about foxhole. Man, you got that hole dug so tight that only you can fit in it right now. Jeez.
What I do? Man. I'm just saying, Jeff, I just feel like the fact that we're kind of banged up, we just need to not – this is not the time for retaliation. This is the time for healing.
Well, that too, but I'm really talking about the Eagles. So here's what I would do. Right now with the Jets hold the leverage with Hassan because they hold the checkbook. But if the Eagles can work a deal out, it's going to cost the Eagles a little bit more for that apology. You know what I'm saying? And I would definitely have him come back if I could. If I could swing it, I'd bring him back.
Oh, of course.
I'll apologize. I'll apologize with a few extra dollars.
Yeah, financial apologies are the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
And so it's not hard. How we can
Everybody
figure
wins.
It out? Yes, Jeff. Yep. We appreciate the phone call. All right, I found a flaw in your plan here to
what
wait.
You doing? What you
All right, so obviously the Jets, they probably feel stupid right now, right?
Like really stupid.
Really stupid. They paid a high draft pick price and they can't get this guy to show up and they don't want to pay him. So you want to wait till Tuesday, let's say, right? Tuesday morning, we'll revisit this after the Falcons game.
Yes.
What if the Jets get fed up, and between now and Tuesday morning, I don't know, the Cowboys call, and they say, we'll take him off your hands. You're letting someone else swoop in and take Hassan Reddick because we're just being patient
I don't
here.
Think that's going to happen.
Well, it could.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But I hear what you're saying. I don't see that being the case. But it's one of those things where Hassan Reddick wants to be paid, so I'm pretty sure. This is the thing that I don't understand about the Jets, is that you didn't know he wanted to be paid before you traded for him? I mean, that's kind of like a caveat. Like, I gave you an example of when I got traded and signed, like, almost immediately.
It was, like, part of the deal.
Yeah, you didn't think he was going to want to be signed? Like, I don't understand that. Like, that, to me... It made no sense. It made no sense.
Yeah,
so,
I guess they thought he would just relent, but he hasn't. And now we're in. I mean, this doesn't happen very often. We played the clip earlier. Mike Lombardi talking about Le'Veon Bell. Usually these things are resolved, right? Like Nick Bosa last year resolved by week one. Brandon Ayuk resolved by week one this year. Trent Williams resolved by week one. Dak, he wasn't holding out, but CeeDee Lamb, right? These things are usually resolved before the season starts. This isn't. This is a disaster for them. And there's a trap door. There's an escape clause. It's the Eagles. Send him back home. Bring Hassan home. Let's go to Greg in Elkins Park. Hey, Greg.
Hey, gentlemen. Hugh, I'm a 3-for-4. I'm not an emotional train wreck. I'm Greg, 49er fan.
Did he? What happened?
Did we hang up on him? No, he just dropped.
Oh, I think you did something.
Oh.
I didn't touch nothing.
No, not you.
Well, I didn't think I did anything. I'm sorry, Greg.
If it was me,
I apologize.
Call back, Greg.
Greg, yeah, call back in. All right, let's talk to Rick in Egg Harbor has a big question. What's wrong with Hugh Douglas? Hey, Rick.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, Rick.
What's up, Rick?
Okay. You, I know, I love you as a player.
But
you're wrong. We need Reddick back. Okay? First of all, he's got the speed to make the sacks. All right? He's very strong, okay? And if you give him just a couple of extra dollars, he'll come back here, but no problem.
Just look in the couch cushions. Shake the couch cushions, get the money, and pay him.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. And I'm sorry, I'm a first-time caller.
No, Rick,
hey,
we appreciate you. And Rick's a smart caller too. I mean, he's on the right side of this thing.
No, I'm just saying it's almost the equivalent of saying that you know you break up with a girl, saying that you didn't want to marry her, Then she leaves, and then all of a sudden you come back and you talk about you want to marry again.
Made a mistake. Fix
still,
it.
She still can't cook, though.
Well, I got one for you.
That's a bad analogy.
I've been a fan since 1973, okay? Mm-hmm. And guess what? My second wife, I divorced her, and I remarried her. So guess what? And we're happier now.
I like that. There we go. How about that? We got a real-life analogy
you know
here.
What, you
it's
know
real
what?
Life.
I walked right into
you
that
did.
One, dude. I walked right into that one.
I mean, what are the odds that Rick had that exact situation
yeah,
and you walked
hey,
right
hey, Rick,
into it?
I digress.
Rick, that's good stuff, man. Well, I'm happy you're happy, and you call again. I mean, that you did walk right into that analogy.
I walked
analogy.
Into that one.
All that matters is the end result. The whole optics, I'm sorry, looking bad. I mean, it doesn't...
It doesn't matter. You just want to win this championship. I get that part.
So, Kyle brought this up, and we brought it up earlier. Now, this is a smaller thing. It was much bigger what they did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. They paid Carson Wentz. Howie, at one point, remember the quote he had? Like, he's like a finger on your hand, Wentz. Like, he couldn't imagine living without Carson Wentz. And guess what he did to that finger?
He cut it off.
He cut it right off and drafted a new quarterback and put him into place. And that made the team better. It's all that matters to me. If they think they could make the team better, go out and do it. Let's go to Joe, who's up next at WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, first-time caller, guys. I just want to touch up on Reddick, but I definitely want to talk about baseball. Reddick, I think Hugh, I'm going to be on Hugh's side on pretty much every front here. I think Reddick is a great asset, and it would be great, but we don't know where his head is right now. He may not even want to come back. Even if the motivation was money and we decided to give him money for exactly what Hugh said. You know, you break up with something and then you want to get back and you just don't know where it's all at. Baseball. Let's get back into that now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you, 100%. I think Rob should go in before the game. I think he should pull the pitchers aside and say no retaliation tonight. Then he goes over to the bats and he says, you know what? You guys are going to retaliate tonight. And tonight, after the game, every single post-game interview we give, it's going to be because of the plunk. That's why we swept them. That's why we kicked them out of Philly. Next time they come, we're going to remember.
Well, we won't forget. But can't we do both, Joe? I see your point. Let the bats do the talking. I mean, we could score 10 runs and plunk a Ray. I mean, we could do that.
Right. Well, or just keep it on the back burner in case we can't get the bats going, because that happens too.
Oh, it's like the backup plan. I get that.
Right. Right, and I mean, I really do. I think that they came in, they gave us a low blow. I think a cheap shot back at them. I mean, it is what it is, but I think, you know, that's what everybody's going to be thinking. So sweep them and call them out for it, you know, and just take the high road.
All right, Joe. Yeah, high road. A Hugh Douglas high road. We appreciate it. Again, you know, baseball's been going on 120 years.
Mm-hmm.
Players get hit in the back.
They get hit all the time.
All the time. I mean, like, when... I don't consider it a cheap shot.
Break the cycle, Joe.
Break the cycle.
Do something different. Don't be like everybody else.
Bean a Ray. How about that? Break the cycle.
Break the cycle, Ray.
This is baseball.
Break the cycle. I called you Ray. Break the cycle, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not Ray.
No.
A Ray should be on his back tonight
yeah,
is what
Ray
should happen.
Ray should be plugged. But no, break the cycle, man. Break the cycle.
Yeah, Kyle, for me tonight, it's not so much about the Rays. Like, they're just a nondescript team. Who cares about them? It's sending a message to the rest of the league as we enter the playoffs. Stop throwing at our
that
guys.
That we're not soft.
Yeah,
because the Rays aren't the only team that threw at us.
This has been going on.
Like that felt like a boiling point last night where they were just sick of it. And the way that you can show the rest of the league that you're not going to tolerate it anymore, somebody's got to get beaned.
Yeah, I think in the old days, a fight might actually happen last night. You were right when you were talking to Seth. Baseball, the old school brawl doesn't really happen anymore.
Don't nobody want that action.
Like, it's about more just like, hold me back. That was Bryce Lang. Hold me back.
Who was that ran on the mound and got put to sleep a couple years ago? A baseball player.
Well, Bryce was.
Oh, well, Tim Anderson got knocked out by
a player, right?
Jesus, what's on the Guardians? Jose Ruiz.
It was a couple people. Jesus. And then wasn't it a manager that ran out there and he got slept?
So we Don got Zimmer hit. Got, there was the Don Zimmer
thing. Oh, Pedro Martinez.
Yes.
That was an all-timer. We threw him on it. And then, Pedro said if he'll bean anyone to wake up Babe Ruth and he'll hit him in the butt. There used to be more of them. Bryce Harper was involved in one when he was a Nationals. Remember he charged the mound against the Giants? This was like when Bryce was young. You know what? Jose Bautista and against Texas, they came to blows.
Yeah,
but there's not that many.
No. Yeah, I got to look this up. Now.
How
baseball?
Like,
fights.
Here's my thing, because people
look
say
up, before you go, Kyle, look up Robin Ventura against Nolan Ryan.
Yeah,
that's an all timer.
And Harper and Strickland.
Yeah, Harper. That's what I was referencing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Harper, like one of the worst helmet tosses I've ever seen.
I like a good brawl, but they don't happen anymore.
So, because people's response to this is no, like somebody could get hurt. How rare is it that somebody gets injured during one of those quote unquote brawls? Like everyone just clears the benches, they touch up on each other for a little bit, and then they go back to their dugouts. Nobody's going to get hurt. Everyone needs to relax.
The most recent best one was when which one you watching? Ventura?
Nolan got them hands.
Oh, Ventura tried to come after him, and Nolan
caught him in the headlock and just gave it to him. Chicken.
See, Hugh, if we hit it right tonight, this is possible.
Nobody's gonna man, listen. There was nobody out there last night that if I had to lay a bet to say that they're going to be about that action out there on both sides. Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing that.
No. Well, you're probably right about that. And I don't expect there to be. If the Rays get hit tonight, you know what's going to happen? Let's say it's Wheeler is the first inning and he hits a Ray. He's going to take two steps towards him, like shout at him. He's going to walk to first base.
Yeah, ain't nobody.
Everyone's going to take one step up the dugout, and then everyone's going to calm down. And we're going to move on and play the game. The Rays are going to take their medicine because they hit a guy on purpose last night. And the Phillies will send a message to the rest of baseball. 215-592-9494. All right, hopefully the Eagles send a message coming up on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. And that Falcon offensive line, they got beat up on Sunday against the Steelers. Ross Tucker was talking about how this game on Monday is going to really tell the tale of how good this Eagles defensive line of pass rush is.
In my notes, watching the Packers game, the Eagles need more from their D-line guys. They need more from their D-line. And maybe the field slippage was part of it, but I thought the linebackers were awesome. Obviously, we talked about Quinyon Mitchell. The Eagles defensively, the two notes I had down were they got to figure out what they're going to do at nickelback, and they need more from the D-line than they got in that game. And so based on how the Steelers' D-line dominated the Falcons, this is sort of a measuring stick now for the Eagles' guys up front, because we know that the Falcons – I mean, that was at home for Atlanta, and T.J. Watt and those guys were abusing them.
So, Hugh, I want to add one thing to what Ross said there. And you brought up something you noticed with the Falcons and you saw based on their first game. Kirk Cousins does not look like he's back from his Achilles injury. He's not a super mobile guy anyway, but he looked like a statue on Sunday. The Eagles need to get to him. Like, they need to get pressure, and then they should be able to take him down and hit him Monday.
Four
sacks.
Four. Out the gate. Four sacks. And I'm going to say Bryce Huff has two of them.
Well, he need
22. thought I forgot, did you? No, I didn't forget.
Well, he's off to a tough start.
Yeah, and this is why people call me mean and hurtful names, stuff like that.
The guy that is doing the runs tracker for the Phillies,
yes.
I think he's going to switch the account to the Bryce Huff sacks tracker.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, when the baseball season ends.
Yeah, I might as well get ready for that pork chop and applesauce meal.
Yeah, you do. You will.
Sound like that's about to happen.
But I agree with Ross. I like your prediction of four. They need to get to Kirk Cousins on
Monday. It's easy because the Falcons have a tail. If they don't fix that tail, and I said another bold prediction this morning, you might see Michael Penix. I don't think that might be the case. I don't think
unless Kirk gets banged up.
Yeah, but you got a statue back there, and you got an offensive line. You got him in the gun, and you got an offensive line that lets you know when the ball's being hiked. I'm pretty sure if they're gonna go and be in shotgun like they were a pistol, whatever you want to call it, and they still have that tail, then it's going to be a long day.
So if we go through Monday night and they have four sacks, we're all happy and say they did what they were supposed to do, right? That's great. If we get out of Monday night and it's a big old goose egg of sacks, zero.
Man, you can't.
Panic button?
Listen,
we hit that panic on the pass
rush? It all depends on how it happens. Like, if there has to be, like, he has to be under siege. Now, when I say under siege, I want to see, like, a bunch of guys – like T.J. Watt. I want to see a bunch of guys that kind of look like what T.J. Watt was doing. T.J. Watt looked like he had a big old hammer on his shoulder and was just swinging.
It was like
folk.
Thor.
Yeah, he was out there putting in work. So it has to be like that, and I'm talking about from everybody. If you don't watch that film and get a tell on when that ball is being snapped, then you shouldn't be in the NFL. Because we used to do that all the time, crowd the ball. T.J. Watt lined up offsides a couple times. And that's why he got caught. But, boy, you better get, like I say, get as much of that ball as you can and just take off. Like, take off. And we got the fast guys to do it. Like, I wouldn't even – like, I don't understand what these defensive linemen do as far as their pass. I would never look at the offensive lineman. Only way I would look at the offensive lineman is to figure out how close I want to be, how far away from him I want to be in order to get to the quarterback. I'm looking at the ball. Don't nothing move. The party don't get started until the ball moves. And then we work on that defensive lineman. But these cats, man, they going on the movement of the offensive lineman. I don't understand that. In this day and age, don't nothing move until the ball move. These cats looking at the offensive lineman. Don't get it. Don't
go
understand.
Get go get Kirk on Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Next segment, all your reaction coming up here. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight and hit a Ray? I say yes, absolutely. Do not let what happened last night just slide. I know the Phillies got upset and yelled on the field, and Bryce was screaming and yelling, but send a message. This is not acceptable. And the Eagles, is it time for them to call the Jets up and try to swing a trade back for Haason Reddick? He's not going to play for them. They don't want to pay him. That's a disaster for them. We need the help at pass rush. Bring Haason home. 215-592-949 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just
never too late, you. Never too late to say you're sorry.
This is a little banger, too. I like this.
It's a good song. Maybe Howie's listening to this today. Calls up Joe Douglas. Trades for his son back.
Nah.
Gets that contract out, and away we go. Away we go. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we debate whether or not the Eagles should call the Jets up and say, hey, this is a headache for you. We need a pass rusher. Let's just pretend this thing never happened. Bring Haason back. Give him a contract, and away we go. And should the Phillies retaliate tonight and hit a batter on the Rays? I say yes. It's enough is enough. I mean, Castellanos was hit on purpose. I know they were angry last night, and they kind of did a whole thing and all that stuff on the field. But that's not really doing anything besides saying we're angry. Show them. Hit a Ray tonight. But Hugh over here is not interested in that. Not interested in – were you playing chess, not checkers now?
Yeah, I'm playing chess, man. I'm trying to take the high road and, you know, be more positive and look at the bigger picture. We need to get healthy. We need to get healthy, and we don't need to have anything that happens tonight that puts us in harm's way. You know, Schwarber is dealing with an elbow.
Yep.
Things like that. We just need to get healthy, man. Ranger didn't look that great last night. We just need to get healthy.
Yeah, but Ranger's not going to look any better if we hit a batter or don't hit a batter tonight.
I just threw that.
I'm not worried about a brawl tonight. I'm worried about sending a message here to the rest of baseball. Let's go to Greg, who's in the Northeast. What's up, Greg?
Joe Hugh, what's up, man?
Hey, what's Greg.
On, man?
I got to start on Hugh, man. I'm disappointed today. Would you eat some plant-based bacon or something on the way to work?
No, but like, I did have – listen, I had the plant-based butter in my oatmeal this morning.
We all hear it.
It was good.
We know.
It was so good.
You didn't have to tell us. We could hear it.
Come on, man. It's like you're a grass eater today, man. I need that meat-eating. Dogs don't hunt, man. Dogs got to hunt.
I'm just saying, man, I just feel like the best thing for us to do in this situation – I mean, you know, hey, we said we had to say last night, you know, Schwarber's hurt. Let's just get healthy, man, and let's get ready for the postseason. That's all. That's all.
I hear you, but also 100% science-backed fact. You're not going to get injured in a brawl. We got a better chance of someone getting injured, getting hit by a pitch like last night. So we got to, like Joe said, we have to send a message. We don't play that in Philly. We're going to the ship, and you don't hit our guys on purpose.
Greg, that's a good point in terms before you make your next point. The idea of like what's more likely to lead to an injury, brawls are not big things anymore. They're not going to swing on each other for 10 minutes. It's very unlikely to happen. But I've seen a bunch of hitters get hit in the hands with pitches up and in. Like Mookie Betts missed 2 months. We know Bryce, obviously, a couple years ago with Blake Snell in San Diego. Like that, you can't let the other team think they could throw inside whenever they want on you. You just can't do it.
Robin Ventura got cooked by Nolan Ryan, and he was back out there the next day.
That's
like,
right.
He ain't getting hurt. Haason Reddick, man, I don't know. Like, I want to wait till Tuesday morning and see what Huff does. There is a reason why that he was the 13th pick in the first round of the draft. He's only been in the league for 7 years, and he's on his fourth team, and he's sitting this out. So I don't know. I don't know him personally. I don't know what's up with him. But I think we need to hold off on bringing him back. I'm with you on this.
There you go. Huff. You got an agreement there, Hugh, from Greg on that one. And I think, you know, Greg, we appreciate the call. I mean, look, I don't expect the Eagles to trade for Reddick today. I don't expect that. I mean, I think the Jets are going to play this out for as long as they can, maybe till the trade deadline. But at some point, doesn't something have to give on the Reddick situation, Hugh, between now and, let's say, the trade deadline? Either he He buckles. He says, all right, I'll just play. I don't think that's going to happen now because, as you said, now he's standing on principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets could buckle and give him money, but I'm not sure they're going to do that. There's one more option here that by the trade deadline, if nothing is resolved, they're going to trade him somewhere else.
I think for them, they feel like, because this is what we're dealing with Hassan Reddick. He's a little bit older. For whatever reason, and knowing the league like we know it, pass rush is at a premium. But for whatever reason, a lot of teams didn't want to fool with that. They didn't want to pay.
They didn't in March, but now like we're in the,
well,
we're in the midst of it.
Well, it is, but I think there's still some validity to that. I think the Jets hold on to him, man, like $14 million. That's a lot of money to like just sit at home and be chilling.
So how do you think this ends? To me, it ends.
I think eventually. I think week three comes in.
So he buckles.
Yeah.
He
I think
caves.
Week three. And they try to figure out. I think because for whatever reason, from what I've been told, and I don't know this situation intimately, but from what has been reported, I should say, they haven't really discussed anything. They haven't really talked.
The coach says he hasn't spoken to him.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Like, you trade for a dude. Like, I can remember vividly when I got traded. My agent was on the phone with the Eagles immediately. Trying to figure it out, like trying to figure this out. And when I found out that I was traded, the conversation shifted. And I remember him telling, he said, they don't want to look like idiots by trading for somebody that doesn't want to be there and doesn't want to be signed. So I think about all of that, and I'm like, why would you trade for a guy that you know for a fact has been reported that he wants money or wants a new contract? Mm. And you don't do it. You just trade for him and think he's going to be fine? No,
I guess the Jets are comfortable looking like idiots. They've been like that for a long time. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence? Terrence! All right, put Terrence back on.
Hate to see that from
Terrence.
Yeah,
I know. It's rare from Terrence. Terrence's usually raring to go. Lee in Wilmington. Hey, Lee.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, Lee. What's up, pal?
Hey, first time calling this show here, but I call the other shows. And, you know, it's nice talking to both of you guys. I listen to you all the time, man.
Appreciate you.
Lee, we appreciate that a lot. What are you thinking today?
Well, here we go. Philly, wait till Wheeler gets out, maybe seventh inning, sixth inning, then whoever comes in, you pluck them, man. You got to do it. You got to show the league. You know, you ain't going to take that because we're supposed to be one of the number one teams in the league. You got to do it. So that's that. As far as the time, I say, first of all, all the money they paid Devontae and AJ, I mean, they could have just cut maybe $8 million off of each contract and give it to Hassan, man, and made him happy. I mean, it was easy. They got to throw money around. Why didn't they do it for him? But here's my big thing, and it's never being talked about. Judon, we're going to see him in Atlanta. We spent a week practicing with New England, and that week is when he got traded. And there were rumblings he wanted to leave and all that. I for sure thought Howie was going to sneak in and pick him up. He only got traded for a third round and I think a seventh round. How did we miss that?
All right, Lee, it's a good question.
Wasn't he hurt though last year?
Yes, he didn't do much last year, but he's had a good career. And Lee, listen.
He kills us.
Yeah, he has. Lee, man, we appreciate it.
I didn't mean to trigger you, but he was hurt. That's all I was saying. He was hurt last year. Just making sure.
Well, you
he
know,
was ready to kill you.
I heard it.
I think at that point, much like when they made the decision to move off of Reddick, the Eagles believed they had the right stuff at pass rush.
Yeah.
After one game.
You're not that convinced.
No, I'm not sure they are either because Brandon Graham outsnapped Bryce Huff. So
no, I think that was more. I honestly feel. Can't you see that was more Coach Fangio than
sure.
He's the defense coordinator.
You know what?
Howie probably like, dog, what you doing? You're killing me.
I think you just hit something there that's really interesting. Howie may have thought we don't need Reddick. Howie may have thought Nolan Smith's ready to go. Bryce Huff could play. But Vic Fangio doesn't see it the same way. There's a disconnect there. And there's an easy fix here, and that's to call the Jets back and try to make a trade for Hassan Reddick. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. Should the Phillies retaliate tonight against the Rays? I say absolutely. Hit a Ray. Make sure the league knows what happened last night to Castellanos is unacceptable. And should the Eagles make the call, but try to trade for Reddick? Trade for him? Pay him? I bet the Eagles could trade a 6th or 7th round pick to get him off the Jets' hands. I think they could almost steal him back from the New York Jets. We'll hit your phone calls and circle back to a few things with Phillies coming up. An injury update. And the performance of Ranger last night leads us to a very important question when it comes to the postseason. All coming up next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Starting my day with a good breakfast puts a smile on my face. So yesterday, we got a taste of Hatfield's delicious new breakfast line. Savory breakfast ham slices, pork roll, juicy breakfast, sausage.